Okay, so as you introduced at the beginning, a bit of a boozy story now, coming from another group in the US, actually. And they've catalogued all of the genes that are affected by exposure to alcohol. So they've written out a table of all of the genes that are seriously upregulated or downregulated by exposure to alcohol. And they've done this.
The idea being, presumably, that we can work out why people get sick and then who's at risk of booze-related problems.
Yeah, they think that this is a starting point for looking at genetic predisposition to alcoholism.
But this is in flies.
Yes.
So
yes.
Why is that relevant to me and you?
These particular flies, Drosophila, are just a very simple genetic model. They're very easy to sequence, so they're easy to study. But we do share quite a few genes in common with them. So often genetic studies start in these flies and then move on to
humans. They give us a clue as to what's going on in that.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you possibly make a fly drunk and then work out how drunk it's feeling? Do they start talking very loudly and out of control and can't drive, that kind
of
stuff?
It's actually quite a human-like response. This is great. I love the experiment. Setup. They've invented a piece of apparatus called an inebriometer, which is like a little tiny fly
student
pub.
Union.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tube-shaped fly pub. So you have a long tube, and on the inside of your tube, you have a lot of little shelves, and the shelves slant downwards towards the bottom of the tube. So the flies have to cling on to their little shelves to stay propped up. And you fill the tube with alcohol vapors to get your flies drunk enough so that they fall off the little perches. And you then eventually end up with a pile of drunk flies, the most sort of lightweight that fell off first at the bottom and the most hardcore drinkers further towards the top. So what they've done is they've separated off the most lightweight and the most hardcore binge drinking flies.
So that's like Glaswegian flies versus kind of Cambridge flies, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And what does this show?
This in itself doesn't actually give them the results. What they've done is they've taken the flies from the very bottom, so the really, really lightweight flies, and they've bred them for about 25 generations. And the same with the flies at the very top, the most hardcore flies. So, and then they can genetically compare them. They can catalogue the genes from both groups of flies and find out which genes are affected.
And then you can find out whether you're a lightweight or not based on what Drosophila told you. Thanks very much, Victoria. This is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris, Dr. Dave and Dr. Vic. And we've already heard this week from Andy and Harridge about the story related to why people who sleep longer are thinner. Andy points out the most obvious reason is surely that people who are thinner simply are awake for less time than someone who's up for 18 hours a day who has more time to eat. Interesting thought.
The Naked Scientist podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.